Jay Norwood Darling, who went by the nickname Ding, rose to fame by sketching editorial cartoons for the Des Moines Register. The illustrations were also syndicated and appeared in dozens of newspapers across the country. His work netted two Pulitzer Prizes, one in 1924 and another in 1943. But the documentary produced by Sam Kotinsky also puts a spotlight on one of Darling's true passions, conservation. Kotinsky says it was one of the many things that made Darling a Renaissance man in his time.
I don't know very many people that have been so prolific, not only in their drawings and sketches and artwork, but also in changing our landscape across this country.
Kotinsky's film details how Darling played a crucial role in the development of the federal duck stamp program, how he led the bureau that later became the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and how he founded the National Wildlife Federation. Darling gained those accomplishments despite having no real working experience in the area of conservation. And this part of the film sums up the vision Darling had when it came to protecting the country's natural landscape.
Darling had a biological impulse. He looked at the way air and land and sea and vegetation worked in unity and recognized that really any construction or public works projects had to bring environment into the forefront.
America's Darling also gives us a look inside Ding's early years, where his knack for getting people's attention landed him in trouble. Darling attended Beloit College, but was asked to leave. The documentary tells the legendary story of how he got under the skin of faculty members.
And they reached the end of their tolerance when he drew all the members of the faculty, including the president of the university, in tutus and little ballerina outfits in a chorus line.
Darling returned to Beloit College and graduated in 1900. He later stated that it was poor grades, not unflattering sketches, that got him kicked out. Producer Sam Kotinsky says it was experiences like those that added another dimension to Darling's personality.
As passionate as Darling could be about conservation and stewardship, he could equally be just as fun and whimsical and able to connect with anyone and everyone.
And while there are archives that contain Darling's cartoons and artwork, the film underscores the shared belief that conservation will be this man's lasting legacy. In this audio recording, Ding himself expressed those feelings while reflecting on his work with the Biological Survey.
It has always seemed to me that I accomplished more visible good in that 2 years than all the cartoons I made over the 50 years of my active newspaper work.
Kotinsky says after seeing his documentary, he hopes the audience walks away with a greater appreciation for the planet while recognizing Darling's leadership skills.
Because he was able to bring people together from all walks of life to realize his visions. And I think that's a message that's missing in our society today here in this country.
If you plan to catch America's Darling this weekend, there will be an exhibition of Ding's original artwork and a showing of artifacts tied to his time at Beloit College. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.